Sports Play-by-Play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
As we head to the bottom or top of the fourth inning, I get a nice tweet from Chris Musho out there. They're tuning in, listening to us tonight, they were listening to the Numinic-Richmond game, but I got a young little boy with an old Chasm hat on listening to the ball game with us. Yeah,
that is pretty neat.
You bet. So thank you for the picture, Chris Musho. Pretty cool. That Chasm hat might be worth money someday. Hang on to that, baby. Here we go. Top of the fourth inning, Tyler Schrader at the plate. First pitch to Tyler, a ball from Brian Schlungen. And there's a strike called in, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Be Schrader, Brad Mergen, Nick Mergen facing Brian. Schrader takes high for a ball, now 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Three runs, five hits, no errors for the Flames. No runs, three hits, no errors for the Martins. Schrader swings and misses. He was behind on that pitch. And now the count at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Pitch is low and inside, and the count full at 3-2. 3-2 the count. Pitch, and low and inside, ball four. Of course, tonight, Albany Heritage Day. They have the big parade going on in Albany tonight. Sure, we'll get some people coming up after that. And tomorrow, Seven Dollars Parish has their annual Parish Festival, Greenwall Barley Days, going on tomorrow. And we can't forget Region 15C tomorrow over in Richmond at 11 o'clock. Schrader, the base runner at the plate, and the first pitch to Brad Mergen, a strike called 0-1. Brad, 1-for-1. Tonight he had a double in his first at-bat. Brian Schlungen works from the stretch. Pitch to Brad Mergen is high for a ball. And 1-1. One ball, one strike, the count. Here's the pitch. And the strike called in 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Schrader takes his lead at first, and here comes Brian Schlungen's pitch. Breaking ball, ground ball to second. Nathan Schlungen up with it to second for one. The relay to first in time. A nice scoop by Scott Leeser at first in a 4-6-3 double play.
Good turn. All the way around. Good play at first. Good scoop. Brian says, thank you.
So two outs, and that'll bring Nick Mergen to the plate.
Puts Brian back in the windup again.
What was that again?
Puts Brian back in the windup.
It does. Yes, it does. Nick Mergen rips one foul. And the count 0-1. The ball is one strike. The count to Nick Mergen. Nick, in his first at-bat tonight, a fly ball to left field. Breaking ball that just doesn't break for Brian real well. And now the count, one ball, one strike. Mergen will foul it on a play. Count 1-2. The young guys playing baseball in the lot behind the field here. One young man just caught that one in the air. One ball, two strikes. Pitch from Schlungen. That is high for a ball, and now 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. The pitch, and Mergen sends this a long way to left field. Jalen Arsenault backpedaling and makes the catch. Out there in deep left field, and that'll do it for the Flames here in the fourth. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on.
3.5 innings. It's Farming 3, St. Martin nothing. More Region 15 seed baseball action coming up in a minute here on KAFM.
Baseball, hot dogs, and apple pie. American staples and supported by Painesville Farmers Union, a locally owned and operated co-op. Farmers, now is a great time to fill your diesel barrels and LP corn dryer tanks in preparation for the fall harvest, along with giving the experts in the agronomy department a call to do some crop scouting for your soybean aphids and other pests. Phone 800-232-4265. Good luck to all the teams participating in this year's Region 15 seed tournament from Painesville Farmers Union Co-op.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen back with you at Schlaper Brothers Field to the bottom of the fourth inning. And for the Martins, it'll be their 5-6-7 hitters, Matthew Schlungen and Scott Leeser, facing Adam Winkles, who's gone the first three innings, given up three hits, base runner every inning. That's been it.
That's it. Doing a good job out there, keeping him off stride.
Throwing strikes, getting that breaking ball to work for him. And Matthew Schlungen so far tonight, 0 for 1.
We've said it a lot today. The key is don't walk, guys. Make them hit it.
Schlungen, a fly ball down the left field line, falling out of play. Just getting a message from John McAdams. John is listening to us in Winstead tonight. Ozzy Osbourne in the background. Chasm's on the radio. So, John, it's he's got a little of both worlds, Ozzy and Chasm. Yeah. He has the pitch too. Schlungen is a ball in the count 1-1. One ball, one strike. Here's the pitch from Winkles, a little bit low, and the count 2-1. Two balls, one strike to count. That pitch low again, and now 3-1. The count. Winkles kicks, delivers, Schlungen taps it on the ground to short. Tough play for Taylor Ferre. He throws, and he gets him by a step.
Oh, nice play.
Unbelievable. He got rid of that so quick. Taylor Ferre, great play.
Good play.
6-3 on the putout, and here's Scott Schlungen. Scott Schlungen, one of the three Martin hits tonight. The pitch from Winkles, a little bit outside, and the count 1-0. Bottom of the fourth inning, Schlungen will pop this one up. Ethan Navratil at third calling for it. Taylor Ferre does not see it. And that time, he did not take it away from Ethan Navratil
no,
as he lost it. Navratil with an eye on the ball, and now they're laughing a little bit too. So earlier today, Taylor had stepped in front of Ethan to take it from him. It is that time of the night, though, Don, when you can lose a fly ball really easy. Here's Scott Leeser at the plate, and the pitch to Scott is right across the plate, and 0-1. Scott struck out in his first at-bat on a nasty curveball from Winkles. Pitches low for a ball, and one ball, one strike. 1-1 the count. Leeser will pop this one straight up. Cody Ferre doesn't see it as it goes back and out of play. And the count 1-2.
Where did it go?
Went over our heads yet, Paul.
Oh, it did. I was looking at the catcher. He was looking straight up in the air. I thought, well, there's a chance.
One ball, two strikes to count to Scott Leeser. Two outs, nobody on for the Martins here in the fourth. Winkles kicks and delivers, and a swing and a miss at one in the dirt.
Leaser will run to first. Cody Ferre is going to throw to first in time to get Scott Leaser, and that'll do it for the Martins here in the fourth. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We played four at Schlaefer Brothers Field. 3-0 Farming with the lead over St. Martin. We're back in a minute.
St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency look forward to providing their customers that great old-fashioned service you've come to expect. Looking for answers to financial questions? Stop and talk with Joel Schmitz, and he'll be happy to lend you good, sound advice. For insurance, stop in and see their local agents. They'll be more than happy to review your current policies to make sure you're fully covered. Swing in and visit the professionals at St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency today. For all your concrete needs for your home, farm, or business, the place to go is Worms Lumber and Ready Mix with three locations to serve you better. New Munich, Sauk Center, and Long Prairie. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix produces a number of precast concrete products for farm use. They manufacture slated floors, H-style feed bunks, J-style feed bunks, and bunker-style wall sections. For your home, they can pour driveways, sidewalks, and patios. When it comes to concrete, it's Worms Lumber and Ready Mix. No job is too big or small. Phone them at 320-837-5288 or check online at wormsreadymix.com. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix. They appreciate your business and thank you.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Hey, we're back at Schlaefer Brothers Field in Farming as we make our way to the top of the fifth inning. Aaron Eink will lead it off. And the pitch, too. Aaron is a ball high, 1-0. Eink, Austin Arsenault, and then the top of the order in Taylor Ferre. And pitch is fouled away by Aaron Eink, and the count 1-1. 3 runs, 5 hits for the Flames. No runs, 3 hits for the Martins. I could pop this one up foul. This will go back and out of play. And the count at 1-2 now to Aaron. 1-2. Martin infield playing deep all the way around here. Against Ike, the curveball a little high. Scott Schlungen over at third. Sargent at short. Nathan Schlungen at second. And Scott Leiser over at first. 2-2. The count to Aaron Ike. The pitch is high and 3-2. Jalen Arsenault's in left. Matthew Schlungen in center. Michael Schlungen in right. And behind the plate, Kyle Leiser. The full count. Ike swings and foul tips it into the mitt of Kyle Leiser. He's out on strikes. And Brian Schlungen picking up strikeout number 3. Or actually make it number 4 tonight. 4 strikeouts for Brian Schlungen. And Arsenault shows a little bunt and pulls back on it. And the count 1-0. 1-0. Ryan Schlungen ready. His pitch is outside, a ball, and 2-0. The count. Schlungen's pitch high and 3-0. Don Bryan in this inning now, it seems like a lot of his pitches are high.
Yes, they are.
Up in that strike zone, and that might be he's just not following through enough.
Now his release point here. There, he got it back.
3-1 the count as he drills one right across the plate.
So what is the difference here now? He throws 3 of them that height, and he can throw one right down the middle. There's another one.
Arsenault, a ground ball to third. Up with it is Scott Schlungen over to first. And the putout, 5-3. 2 outs, and leadoff hitter Taylor Ferre will come to the plate. Taylor Ferre so far tonight, 2 fly balls to right field. 0-2, and this one is hit a mile up in the air. Behind second, it's shortstop Dan Sargent making the catch for the out, and that'll do it for the Flames here in the fifth. Nothing across. No runs, no hits, no errors. No one left on. 4.5 innings, farming three. St. Martin, nothing. More baseball coming up in a minute here on KASM.
Your smile with healthy teeth makes a first impression. Your teeth are meant to last a lifetime. The team at Albany Family Dentistry can assist you with all your dental needs to keep your teeth and mouth healthy. They offer comprehensive dentistry and advanced services like professional cleaning, dental implants, 3D x-ray, one-visit crowns, bridge work, root canals, teeth whitening, and so much more. Put your dental health in the care of Albany Family Dentistry. For an appointment, phone 845-2032. Best of luck to all the area teams from Albany Family Dentistry. At Kensington Insurance Agency and Grinnell Mutual, we know the value of working together and believe that hard work pays off. We wish all the area teams the best of luck in this year's Region 15C playoffs. Trust in teamwork, trust in tomorrow. Contact Kensington Insurance Agency in El Rosa and Belgrade for all of your insurance needs.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150, KASM.
Region 15C baseball action on KASM brought to you by Ecker Feed Service in New Munich, Dairyland Supply of Sox Center, New Munich Meats, Audi Family Dentistry, Kensington Insurance Agency in El Rosa and Belgrade, Promotional Resources Incorporated, Stony Creek Dairy, Trapper's Pub and Grub right here in Farming. Go see Stephanie and the whole staff at Trappers, West Central Sanitation, the Freeport State Bank, Lake Henry Implement, Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC C-Store, Shady's Bar and Grill in New Munich, Grove Mutual Insurance in Meyer Grove, Central Minnesota Realty, Painesville Mutual Insurance, and Central Minnesota Insurance in Painesville. They bring us baseball here tonight and all weekend. Next weekend on KASM, Jalen Arsenault at the plate. First pitch to Jalen, a strike called, and 0-1 from Adam Winkles. There's a strike two call to Jalen. Winkles quickly ahead in the count.
A little pepper on that one, didn't he?
Certainly did. 0-2. And that pitch just missing a little bit low in the count, 1-2. 1-2. Breaking ball, a swing and a miss. Arsenault's out on strikes. Pitch there by Adam Winkles.
Nice sequence of pitches, wasn't it, from Adam Winkles?
Fastball, curveball, waste pitch.
Another curveball.
Bring Michael Schlung into the plate. Six strikeouts today for Adam Winkles. And Cody Perret will take that one. It's like off his chin a little bit as it bounced up and hit him in the mask. And the count, 1-0. To Michael Schlungen. One oh the count. Winkles ready. The pitch, there's a strike right at the belt, and 1-1. 1-1. Adam Winkles. Pitch, a little bit low for a ball, and 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Pitch on the way, the breaking ball, a little bit high, and now 3-1. Kyle Leeser on deck for the Martins. Three balls, one strike. And a swing and a miss. I believe the count is full at 3-2. Well, maybe it is only 2-2 here. Okay. I got myself second guessing. As long as I'll follow it back and out of play.
Didn't change.
Didn't change things, no. It is 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. One out. The Winkles pitch. Strike three. And Schlungen rung up on strikes. Good spot. I had him Winkles. Two outs.
Well, you painted that outside corner. Did he ever run Adams on the outside corner? Michael slung and couldn't do anything with it. And there's two outs.
Kyle Leeser to the plate. Kyle 1-for-2 so far tonight. Winkle's pitch, and Leeser skies this one to left field. Fading back, Nick Mergen. Boy, that's up in the air a long time. Nick makes the catch for the out, and that'll do it for the Martins in the fifth. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. Five in our books, Farming 3, St. Martin nothing. More Region 15 seed baseball action in a minute here on KASM.
Lake Henry Implement wishes the best to all the area teams in this year's tournament. You can find the most efficient and advanced tractors in the industry at Lake Henry Implement, along with top quality service. Stop in and check the lot of equipment. Massey Ferguson, Heston, H&S, along with tillage equipment, skid loaders, manure spreaders, and mowers for your lawn. The savings are huge and are waiting for you with every purchase at Lake Henry Implement. Stop in and see for yourself what they all have for your farming needs. Lake Henry Implement, located on Highway 4 north of Lake Henry.
Hey, that's a really nice water bottle.
You think? Check out this t-shirt, too.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
I got it from Promotional Resources, Inc. They made our entire company's cool new shirts and water bottles with our logo on them. As they say, they're in the business of promoting your business. You should check them out.
I will. How do I find them?
Go to PromotionalResourcesInc.net. They'll hook your business up with almost any promotional item you can think of. And you can get 15% off if you mention you heard this ad on Chasm. Promotional Resources, Inc. In the business of promoting your business.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
Region 15C baseball action on KASM. Well, we're brought to you by the Greenwald Pub, El Rosa Green and Feed, Pets Park of Rose Spring Hill, Falcon National Bank in Richmond, Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry, St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency, Cutzer Excavating in Albany, Virgil's Big Arena right here south of Farming, Kramer Lumber True Value in Mount Rose, Scooters Trucking, Leo's Auto Body and Glass in beautiful downtown Farming, Kilk Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning, LLC, Audi Mutual Telephone Association, Rambo Incorporated, Corky's Bar in Richmond, Audi Chrysler Center, BNS Excavating, and Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in Dominic Sock Center in Long Prairie, and Painesville, Farmers Union Co-op. Isaac Nett at the plate, the first pitch, a swing and a miss, strike one, and Nett takes outside the count, one ball, one strike. Isaac Nett so far tonight, 2-for-2. Base hit and a run scored, a home run and a run scored. Nett takes high for a ball. And now two balls and a strike. 3-0, Farming with the lead over St. Martin here in the top of the sixth. The pitch, high for ball three. And 3-1 to Isaac Nett. It'll be Nett, Navratil, and Cody Foray facing Brian Schlungen here in the sixth. Pitches inside, ball four, and Aaron Nett's going to walk. Isaac Nett's going to walk. His uncle Aaron played here for many years. His dad, Ted, and uncle Chris played here for many years.
Nice to talk to those guys today.
Yeah, got to see them. Of course, they're my first cousins, so I had to say hi to them. No, kidding, guys. Come on, no. I do like you, kind of. All right, here's Navratilla. Swing and a miss. Strike one. 0-1 the count. Isaac Nett at first. Navratilla at the plate. Nett takes a pretty big lead. Scott Leeser holds him. Brian Schlungen's pitch. There's strike two to Ethan Navratilla. Ethan so far tonight, 1-for-2 at a base hit. Run scored in the first inning. Schlungen, he's ready on the mound. Here comes the 0-2 to Navratil. Just missing outside that pitch. And the count at one ball, two strikes. One and two. Brian Schlungen's pitch, and Navratil fouls it off at the plate. The count stays 1-2.
ball and two strikes to Ethan Navratil. Ryan Schlung and pitch. Navratil chopper up the middle. This is fielded at second by Sargent. He throws to first and safe at first. As Navratil really hustling down the line, but Sargent just took that ball down and was right on the bag at second.
He had to wait for it to get there so he could touch the bag and then fire to first base, and they almost had double play on that.
So fielder's choice, it'll bring Cody Ferrate to the plate. Cody Ferrate, 1-for-2 tonight, had a base hit back in the first. And he'll follow this one back and out of play in 0-1. One out, one on. Frey at the plate. Brian Schlungen kicks and delivers, and Frey will foul another one off. And the count at 0-2. Well, it's two strikes. Here's the pitch from Schlungen. That's high in the count 1-2. Farming leading St. Martin here in the top of the sixth inning, 3-0. This is a winner's bracket game in Region 15C. Foray, a foul tip into the mitt of Kyle Leather. He's out on strikes. Second time tonight. For Brian Schlungen, his fifth strikeout. And here comes Tyler Schrader to the plate. Tyler, 0-for-1, walked in his last at-bat. And the pitch to Schrader is a strike and 0-1. No balls, one strike to count. Thank you for joining us tonight here on AM 1150, 107.7 FM, 105.5 HD2, and we're streaming online at mychasm.com. Catch foul back and out of play by Tyler Schrader. And now the count at 0-2 to Schrader. The ball's two strikes. The pitch just outside, the count 1-2. We'll get an attendance total for you here shortly as Randy Shaneberg, 15C commissioner, going through the tickets. Here's the pitch to Schrader. That's in the dirt. Ethan Navratil taking off on the play, and he's going to go in without a throw being made in scoring position now. Good pitch to run on as that was in the dirt. Two outs, one on. And there's a balk going to be called on Brian Schlungen.
Maybe not.
If there was time called, maybe before that.
It might have been.
Yeah, there could have been time called. The count, 2 balls, 2 strikes to Tyler Schrader. To the count. Schlungen's pitch. Schrader follows this one back and over the backstop here. Count stays 2-2. Navratil at second. Two balls, two strikes. Brad Mergen on deck. And another foul back and out of play. Almost an identical cut and foul tip.
Two, two. Watch them foul balls going back here. They're zipping through here, aren't they?
They've got some speed to them, yeah. You wouldn't want to meet one of those on a dark alley. Here's Schrader, ground ball to third. Scott Schlungen up with it, and over to first. In time to get Tyler Schrader, and that'll do it for the Flames in the sixth. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one left on.
We played 5.5, Farming 3. St. Martin, nothing more. Baseball coming up in a minute here on KAFM.
Delivering a crystal clear TV picture, reliable phone service, and unparalleled internet speeds wouldn't be possible without you. At Albany Mutual Telephone, we are grateful for you, our customer, for choosing us as your service provider. As a member of the co-op, the investment you make through subscribing to our technology services makes a bigger impact in our local community than getting your service through a big box provider. People like you make it happen and make our community strong. Thanks for your patronage. Albany Mutual Telephone, technology all the way home. 320-845-2101.
For some good conversation and a favorite beer, pop, or mixed drink, stop by Corky's Bar in Richmond. Corky always has the latest scoop on the Richmond Royals and your favorite Minnesota sports teams. Corky's Bar plays host to a weekly meat raffle on Saturday afternoon at 1:30. There's happy hour Monday through Friday, 4 to 6. And if you like gaming, Corky's Bar has electronic pull tabs. You can do it, Richmond Royals, from everyone at Corky's Bar in Richmond.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Bottom of the sixth inning coming up here. I want to say hello to some of those folks who are kind enough to tell us they're listening to the game. Gary and Ruth Ottman, they took the pontoon out after working all day in Richmond, and they're listening to the game on the Chain of Lakes by Richmond. So, Coach and Ruth, hello to you. Also, got a text message from Kelly Wirtz. They're listening at the Wirtz Farm tonight, along with Steve and Trish Barton, Spritzer and Michelle Schmitz. Looks like Kelly and Ryan are there. Herbie Widener's there, and so is Amanda Wirtz. So you got the whole crew there. They all got their feet in a little waiting pool, keeping cool.
There,
right?
You got it.
That's right.
Little bug spray on.
A little bug spray on. There you go. Brian Schlungen at the plate, the first pitch from. Adam is a strike, and now Schlungen bunts, but bunts it right back to Winkles on the mound, and he will throw to first. 1-3 on the putout of Brian Schlungen. I think Brian was not intending for that bunt to go right back to the pitcher.
No, I think he was trying to bunt it either down the first base line. It looked like he wanted to push bunt that. So
yeah, just trying to create something, make something happen.
Something happening here. St. Martin needs a little offense to go.
They have three hits tonight. Nathan Schlungen at the plate is 0 for 2. Adam Winkles delivers, and a strike at the knees of Nathan Schlungen, 0-1. 0-1 the count. The pitch, and strike two call to Nathan Schlungen. 0-2. On deck, it's Dan Sargent. And a foul back and out of play by Schlungen. The count stays 0-2. Well, it's two strikes. Schlungen back in the box. Winkles with a new baseball, and the curveball. This one's popped up over by third base. Ethan Navratil by the fence, and that one's going to go out of play. And Nathan Schlungen with life yet at the plate. Got folks listening to the game tonight in Cold Spring, still in their rocker. So I think they were in their rocker last year and still in their rocker this year yet. So as the pitch just missing, a little bit low, says the home plate umpire. And the count at 1-2 now to Nathan Schlungen. 1-2 two strikes. The pitch. That bounces up to the plate and now 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you. Scott Stevens producing our game back at our sports studios in Albany tonight. We'll have three more ball games tomorrow, 11, 1:30, and 4 o'clock, as Slungin pops this one up in the infield. Ethan Navratil calling for it over at third and makes the catch for the out. Everybody saw Ethan one-hand that one and just about popping out.
A lot of giving that glove, wasn't there?
Oh. And up to the plate, Dan Sargent. And Sargent, a good bunter.
You know, the field
showed a little bunt.
A lot of two hands anymore, do you?
No. The left-handed hitter wanted to push one down that third baseline. Took a ball, and now a swing and a miss, strike one. 1-1 the count. One ball, one strike. Two outs. A pitch from Winkles, a swing and a miss, strike two. And 1-2. Ball and two strikes. And that one is fouled over our heads. And the count, 1-2. Oh, got the old heart a-pumping there. Ball and two strikes and a swing and a miss by Sargent. Cody Ferre will throw to first just to make sure. And that does it for the Martins here in the sixth. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. Six in our books, farming three. Say Martin nothing. More baseball to come in a minute here on KASM.
Fabrell has been serving the area for 50 years with quality steel roofing and siding panels and more. Fabrell and Kramer Lumber and Melrose partner together to offer you superior service and an industry-leading product line. Fabrell comes in a variety of colors and profiles to fit your needs for commercial, residential, or agriculture building needs. Kramer Lumber supplies a wide variety of Fabrell products, including steel and aluminum panels for siding and roofing, trim, and other important accessories. Kramer Lumber, offering quality buildings since 1958. For all your building needs, make Kramer Lumber and Melrose your stop.
Are you in need of excavating work? Then you need to call Chris at Cutzer Excavating, serving the local area since 1996. They are licensed, bonded, and insured, and can get the job done right for you. From commercial to ag and residential, you can depend on Cutzer Excavating. They handle water, septic systems, site prep, driveways, Class 5, basements, dozier, backhoe, demolition, and so much more. They are available for you. Give Chris a call at 320-980-0015. Cutzer Excavating, serving the local area.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
$7.39 today, then.
Oops. Back as we are heading to the seventh inning. Brad Mergen will lead it off for the Farming Flames. And the pitch to Brad is a ball outside, 1-0. One ball, no strikes.
Well, we'll get rid of this scrap paper.
Swing and a miss by Brad, and 1-1.
Throwing the scrap paper away.
One ball, one strike. Mergen fouls that one over our heads.
So our attendance tonight, 271. It's a pretty good crowd here.
So what do we have for three session total?
I'm just looking at 739 today.
Yep. And then 996
for three sessions. And then tomorrow's attendance as Mergen swings and misses. He's out on strikes. So just about 1,000 paid in the first three sessions.
So our crowd is real similar to last night's crowd.
Very much so.
Yep.
We have three sessions remaining as Nick Mergen drives this one to left field. Jalen Arsenal giving chase in the corner. He runs out of room and just a long foul ball. Oh and one the count. 0-1 to Nick Mergen. Nick 0-2 tonight. Couple fly balls to left field. Pitches low and away, and the count 1-1.
So you cut my candy bar supply in half now.
That's right. And the pitch inside to Nick, and the count 2 balls and a strike. 2-1 the count. Morgan chops that one foul at the plate, and the count at 2-2. Two the count. Three nothing Farming with the lead here, top of the seventh. Pitches high, and the count full 3-2. Brian Schwingen has struck out five so far, or make it six now, six in the third innings, and Morgan drives it into the night to left field. That is gone. Oh, Nick Morgan crushed that one to left field. Wow. That was hit a ton, and it's now 4-0 Martin.
4-0 Flames.
Four-nothing Flames. Wow, that was a shot by Nick Morgan.
Got all of that one.
That'll bring Aaron Enk to the plate. Aaron, 0-2 tonight, couple strikeouts, swings and misses, strike one. Ryan Schwingen's pitch is high for a ball, and now 1-1. One ball, one strike. High again from Schwingen, and 2-1. Two balls, one strike, one out, no one on. A run in for the Flames here in the seventh. Pitch bouncing up to the plate. That one you could see Brian was kind of aiming, and the count now 3-1.
That'd be tough for Brian, though, too. You know, caught that first game today. Had to be warm for him back there.
Exactly.
Come out here now. He's got six innings of work in here.
Yeah, and the legs are probably starting to feel it as Carl Leiser pops out of the dugout. Aaron Enk has just walked. And a runner at first with one out. Tomorrow night we'll have the Dick Putz Show here on KASM, 7 o'clock. I'll recap a lot of these Region 15C games. I'll touch base with you at Region 11C, also Region 8C, and Region 4C. We'll cover those ball games for you. I've got some scores from 7B as well. Let's take a look at the scoreboard and find out what's coming in tonight. Of course, Painesville lost a tough one today in Region 4C. The Sacred Heart, 1-0. 1-0. Thank you, Chris Stanley, for the text message that Chris sent off to us here. Other scores tonight that have come in to us. Kenny Daly is letting us know there's been some ball games over in Region 8C today. Elimination game, the Piers Bulldogs winning 4-3 in 13 innings over Randall. Nisswa qualified for the state tournament. They beat St. Stephen today in 7 innings, 20-0. 20-0. Nisswa over St. Stephen. That was a winner's bracket game. Nisswa in 7 innings, 20-0
wow.
Today. Over in Section 2B, Cold Spring Springers beat Sobieski 9-8 and 12-4. So they beat them twice, 9-8 and 12-4. Boudreaux's over Sauk Rapids today, 2-1 and 12-11. And the Moorhead Brewers over Brainerd 13-3 and 6-0. So that's what Region 2B looks like today. I also saw that Foley picked up a win this afternoon, as they defeated St. Augusta. So Foley, backed by Mike Byer and his son Drew, they continue their winning ways over in Region 11C. So, Don, we've got a pitching change for the Martins here, and it looks like Kyle and Brian are just going to switch spots, aren't they?
Yes, they are. Kyle went back into the dugout, took his equipment off, and Brian, a little frustrated, dug his equipment out of his bag. So those two will swap positions and see how things go.
It is 4-0, Farming with the lead here in the seventh inning. So Kyle Leeser on in relief of Brian Schlungen. Aaron Eink, the base runner, over at first. One run in on the home run by Nick Mergen. And Zach Koltis will pinch hit here for Austin Arsenault. Zach Koltis had a pinch hit earlier today and picked up a double in a pinch hit appearance for Farming. Now Dale Schrader going through a series of signs for Koltis. Taylor Foray on deck. Facing Kyle Leeser. Kyle will work out of the stretch. The pitch to Koltis is low for a ball, 1-0. 1-0 the count. Koltis back into the box. Eink takes the lead at first. Pitch on the way. That's low and in the dirt. Nice scoop by Brian Schlungen. And the count 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Koltis digs in the box. Leeser kicks and delivers, and the pitch is inside, and now 3-0. Three balls, no strikes. See if Zach Koltis, he should be taken all the way here. And there's a strike in 3-1. 3-1 the count. Leeser again in that stretch. Eink with the lead at first. And Koltis chops this one off the plate. Leeser has to field it. He'll throw it at first and just in time to get Zach Koltis as Aaron Eink goes to second. So it almost works like a swing and sacrifice bunt, even though there's now two outs.
He made that close at first base yet, didn't he?
He did.
Yeah, that's some speed on this team.
1-3 on the putout of Koltis. Two outs, and it'll bring leadoff hitter Taylor Foray to the plate. Pitch in the dirt, ball one. Brian Schlungen had lost it for a bit and now finds it. One over the count to Foray. Taylor 0-for-3 tonight. And the pitch is outside and 2-0. Two balls, no strikes to Taylor Foray. Isaac Nett on deck. Two outs, run in, runner on second. The 2-0 pitch, and Foray, a nice big healthy cut on 2-0. He misses. Strike one. 2-1 the count. Leeser's pitch is high, and now 3-1. Three balls, one strike. Top of the seventh inning, Kyle Leeser delivers. Low ball four, and Taylor Foray will walk. And it'll bring Isaac Nett to the plate. And Nett probably the hottest Farming Flame right now when it comes to hitting. Tonight he's 2-for-2. He had three hits in this afternoon's ball game. And Leeser's pitch to Nett, a swing and a miss, strike one.
Used to fast stuff, Isaac is.
Yes, he is. 0-1 the count. Kick the pitch, and a late swing by Isaac. He was guessing something else, I would bet, there. And 0-2 now to Nett. The ball's two strikes. Kyle Leeser rears back and fires. The pitch is outside, a ball in 1-2. Cold Spring Rockies beat Monticello today 7-0 in Region 11 seed. Big win for the Rockies over Monticello. Nett takes low for a ball. It gets by the catcher, Schlungen, and on the second and third go Eink and Foray.
The count at 2 balls, 2 strikes. To Isaac Nett. Runners at second and third. A run in here in the seventh. A Leaser's pitch. And Nett swings and misses. He's out on strikes. That will do it for the Flames here in the seventh. They come up with one run on one hit. There were no errors and two left on. 6.5 innings, Farming 4. St. Martin nothing. More baseball coming up in a minute here at KASM.
At Painesville Mutual Insurance Company, you can get the coverage you know you need now from people you know will be there for you right in your own community. We grow trust locally and provide local service at its best. As a Grinnell Mutual member insurance company, we've got the strength and stability of Grinnell Mutual behind us. So whatever the future holds, Painesville Mutual Insurance Company will be there to protect what's important to you and your family so you can trust in tomorrow. Contact your local Painesville Mutual Insurance Company agent today. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Pep's Pork, where homegrown is the only way to do it. The tastiest pork products, sausage, bacon, brats, barbecue ribs, patties, and more in central Minnesota. If you are looking for old-fashioned sausage and other delicious pork products, then Pep's Pork near Spring Hill is the only place to start. For more than 35 years, we've been producing some of the area's most recognizable and sought-after meat products. At Pep's Pork, we're all about quality, raising hogs, growing crops, and a strong work ethic to bring the best meat to your table. We invite you to try our products and join our growing family of satisfied customers.